to be a part of this team. I'll tell you, that sounded really good to me. I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody out, and because we did hit the 9:15 hour, so I want to thank you for being here tonight. I can see I can't see everything on the computer, but I can see a lot of what's going on out there. If you're on the webcast, just let me know that you're there by typing in your name and where you're listening from. That really does help me. I like to be able to, know if that's one of the areas where I don't get a lot of feedback from the computer. But people on the phone line, I can see, and I really appreciate you coming out, because I know as it gets closer to Christmas, this is routinely what happens, and we get less and less people on the calls because, you know, hey, you got one less night to, run around, do shopping or whatever. And so I expect that, and that's perfectly fine. But we do record these calls. We're recording right now. So if you're listening live, you get the benefit of participating. And if you're listening at the recording, then we're glad to have you listening to that too. So we're going to get going right away here tonight, not to waste any of your time. And we want to talk about the difference. And this comes up almost daily in my business, and it should come up in all of your businesses, where people are presenting the question to you, what's the difference? What's the difference between your food and my food, your treats and my treats, what I'm using now for my pet, and what makes Life's Abundance any different? What makes it special? Why should I buy from your company versus what I'm used to doing at the store? And I think I have a friend of mine on the line right now that him and I were together today, and we were talking about a Fromm. Somebody had their dog on Fromm, and Fromm is a decent product. It's one of those companies where, we have, I always say we're the best, but there's other bests out there. It'd be foolish for me to tell everybody that we're the best. Nobody can compete with us. There's no other dog food or cat food out there. And there's a couple. And Fromm is one of those where if you go to their website and do some research, you're going to see, well, what's the difference between them and us? Well, I'll tell you the story. What happened is we gave a trial bag to this person, and they, it came back negative. The first thing came back negative was it's all through a third party. I don't want to get too detailed, but we gave a friend of ours a bag of food. He went home and took it home to his uncle, and the uncle they came back to us about a week later and said, my uncle doesn't want to use it because he's already settled on another food, which happened to be Fromm. And I said, well, look, that's okay. It may not, you never have a no. You have, your mindset ought to be, I never have a no, I have a not now. Not now. That you never know if Fromm's going to be involved in a recall or if Fromm's no longer available in the area. It's not one of the very most popular foods. And so or whatever, the price may go up, or who knows, or the dog may all of a sudden have a reaction, a bad batch of food comes out. So it's never a no, it's a not now. I said, well, look, keep the bag, don't bring it back. Maybe at some point he'll see if he feeds it that it's his dogs prefer it. Well, sure enough, he must have got low on his food or something, because he opened up the bag of Life's Abundance, the trial bag, used it, and called immediately saying he had to have it. So evidently the dogs, and he said the dogs loved it. And so what's the difference? Well, a lot of times the difference is the fact that, the proof is in the pudding. You just go ahead and try the product. And Dr. Jane has said this for years. And when I first joined, I heard her say it, and I thought, well, that's not very scientific of her to talk like that. I mean, what she was saying was just try it. Just try it, because as I often say, pets don't lie. And if you put a dog or a cat on it, what do you got to lose? Switch over to us for the next month or however long it is your food usually lasts. Switch to us and see if the pets do any better and see if they do any worse. It's really just that simple. You're going to spend money on somebody's pet food anyway. It's not a big deal. You might even save money by going with us. Who knows? You might spend a few more dollars. But switch over, and sure enough, you'll see a difference. And I'll tell you one thing. We have some training, some new training that's about to come out for the trial bags, and our team has done here. And, one of the things those bags can do is hook your customer. I mean, once they get on it, if the dog or cat gets on it, and that's why we provide 3 pounds and even 2 pounds in the cat food bag, if they go back to their other food, chances are they're going to have a reaction. I mean, a bad one. And, you know, that's not what we want. We don't want the dogs to have a reaction, but we do want that. We want people to see what's the difference. Well, the difference is a lot of things. And if you've got pen and paper, which we often ask you to, if you've got pen and paper, you're going to want to pull it out right now and write furiously. I'll try to speak slowly, but I also don't want to belabor each point. I'll spend a little time on each point, and you'll have a chance. But one of the things I realized years ago was that the best training in the world is just the execution of what you're supposed to be doing. You know, there's no point in trying to train everybody here tonight to be a pet food nutritionist. You know, people have often said, well, man, I wish we had a course we could take on pet nutrition. That would really help. Well, that would also hinder. It would hinder a lot of people from wanting to get involved because they don't have the time to take a course like that. Now, maybe some people want to, and that's fine. But really, the best training is just a good is just repetition. And putting your business into action and kind of common sense. And I'm going to give you some common sense stuff tonight that if you use it, you'll find out that this is really all it takes to do the business. All right. I'm going to tell you what I tell people. Okay. Now, I've said this on calls before, but I'm going to do it in a different way. I've told you that I tell people I work with a holistic veterinarian. We make an exclusive line of pet products that are not sold in the stores. We make a fresh batch every couple of days, so the food's always fresher, safer, and more nutritious than anything else you can buy in the store. It's comparable to the price of what you find in the store, and sometimes it's even cheaper. And I go on and on about different things, and I say, do you have a pet? Would you like a free sample? That's the kind of thing I say. Don't write all that down. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to break it down into the elements, okay? And here's the elements. Number one, you can write down just simply veterinarian made. I think that is super, super important. If you're not telling people, before I get too far, you don't have to be an ingredient geek, as I've said in the past. You don't have to be super knowledgeable. You don't have to be a veterinarian to do this business. You just have to know what we might call tonight the buzzwords that people are wanting to hear from somebody who might have something to say about pet food. And you have something to say. Technically, you're now a pet professional. You've joined a pet food company. I mean, how would you feel? Would you feel any different? Let me put it that way. Would you feel any different if Purina came to you and said, hey, how would you like to be one of our account executives? How would you like to have the opportunity to have an unlimited territory throughout the United States and sell to every store that you come across? And whenever that store picks up our product line, why, we're going to give you a piece of the action. We're going to give you a percentage of everything that they do for having turned them on to our product line. And your title is going to be, you know, account executive over the whole United States. You would feel pretty cool about that, I think. And you would see it as an amazing opportunity. That's what you are here. You know, you're a pet professional. You're in the industry. You didn't get hired, but you joined a company that said, hey, you can sell for us. You have an unlimited territory. You can sell to anyone, anywhere. Not just, you can sell to any individual, and you can set up accounts of people all across the country who want to also sell this product line. And it's not limited to anyone in particular. It could be an average everyday person, or it could be a business owner, it could be a dog breeder, it could be a cat breeder, a pet photographer, a veterinarian, it could be a doggy daycare provider, it could be a pet walker, sitter, whatever. You know, and so you have this amazing opportunity to build a business like that. Now, getting back to what I was saying, so you don't have to know a whole lot to do that. One of the things you just need to know to be sure to say to people is, either that you work with a veterinarian, you don't work for one, you work with one, and Dr. Jane is our partner in this business, or you could just say we have veterinarian-made products. That is important. That brings a sense of trust immediately to what you're about to say. Okay, so you have that's how I start off when I talk to people. Yeah, I work with a veterinarian. We make an exclusive line of products that aren't sold in the stores. You can only buy it online. It ships fresh to your house. it's fresher, safer, and more nutritious because we make small batches of food every few days. And I'm going to give you all these points. So there's, let me just back up, back to veterinarian made. Just write down veterinarian made. Okay, write that down. Another thing you want to write down, and this doesn't mean a whole lot, but it does mean a whole lot. You can write down all natural. Now, why doesn't it mean a whole lot? Because what does it really mean? When I say all natural, what does that really mean? It means whatever you want it to mean. You know, really, that's what it boils down to. I mean, all natural can encompass all kinds of things. Now, we know at our company that when we say all natural, it's because we use good natural products. We're not using synthetics. You know, our supplements, all of our supplements are, you know, whole food supplements and things like that. So, but all natural works. It just works in the marketplace. So you make a veterinarian line of products that are all natural, and then the next thing you want to write down is not sold in stores. Or you could say not sold in the commercial marketplace. You know, the commercial marketplace doesn't sound all that fuzzy, warm and fuzzy, does it? It doesn't have a friendly tone to it. So, and that's what you want. You want to put across the idea that what is sold in the stores, ooh, you buy your pet food from the store? Oh, my goodness. You need to, you know, you need to wake up and get into 2016. There's a better way today. You know, companies actually can put their products online, and we are the direct manufacturer. We put our product on the internet, and you can buy directly from us. You literally call the corporate headquarters of our company, and you buy direct from the company, the people who actually make your food, and it ships into your home via UPS in 1 to 2 business days, and on the most, it takes 3 business days. Okay, so it's not sold in stores. The fourth thing is that we're private. Well, I'll save this comment on this one, but we're privately owned. Just write that down. We're privately owned. Okay, I'm talking about what's the difference. What's the difference? What makes Life's Abundance any good? You know, I mean, that experience just that happened today. From is that you go on From's website when we hang up this phone call, and you look at, and it's just a very, they have tremendous marketing, good marketing. I wish we had some of their marketing, quite frankly, but that's beside the point. They have great marketing. They have a great story. But guess what? The dog preferred Life's Abundance over From. And I'll tell you one better. I think that if the dog get on this product, they'll do better. So marketing is one thing, but putting, you know, that's the difference. So we're privately owned. I'll deal with that in a minute. Next thing you want to write down is made fresh every few days. I've said that probably 4 times already. We call this micro batching. That may be a little more intriguing term, micro batching. So we're made fresh every few days. We do actually do this. We bring in fresh ingredients every couple of days, and we make another batch. And why is that important? Because we're not stockpiling ingredients. We're not buying large quantities of something that may have been bad, for example. You know, oh, we bought a bunch of chicken, and we found out that, oh, my goodness, the chicken, there was something wrong with it. But here we're stuck with all this chicken. Well, one thing, it's fiscally responsible to not have to buy so much at one time. But second thing is we're going to eliminate the temptation to use it and to continue making bad product. I mean, Regina said I've been here 12 years. This January I'll be here 13 years. And in 13 years we have had consistency. The same product comes off the line all the time. All right, now there may be some differences. There's some technical things like, you know, as the extrusion process gets older, if you will, you know, there's an extruder. It shapes the kibble. And sometimes the kibble can get, you know, that extruder machine can actually wear down a little bit, and the kibble size might change from time to time, or the color of the kibble might change from batch to batch. Those are minor, insignificant, not worth mentioning situations. But overall, the food and the ingredients that are in it, the formula has never changed. It's so consistent, so tight, if you want to call it. And so that comes from making it every couple of days, micro-batching, keeping constant vigilance to make sure that this batch is like the last batch is like the last batch, and we bring the ingredients in, and if there was on demand, and it's a more expensive thing to do, but yet we're on par with all the foods in the stores that are so-called premium. The next thing you want to, and this is one of my favorites, I say this constantly, is fresher, safer, and more nutritious. I say that without fail. Fresher, safer, and more nutritious. That puts, again, confidence in the consumer that they're buying a fresher, therefore it's safer, and therefore it should be more nutritious. So I just say fresher, safer, more nutritious. It wouldn't stand to reason if my food was just made a couple of weeks ago and here it is in my home already because I bought it direct from the company who makes it, that it's probably safer than if it had sat around in multiple warehouses for the last 6 months to a year. Wouldn't it also stand to reason that it's probably more nutritious, it hasn't had a chance to accumulate unsafe levels of bacteria or mold or fungus or candida or mildew, and that it hasn't had a chance to oxidize and actually, you know, lose preservative and therefore maybe lose potency? Yes, it's hugely important. One of the biggest things we do is this micro-batching, and the fact that we're fresher, safer, and more nutritious is why we see the results we see. The next thing you want to take note of or write down is the 30-day money-back guarantee. That is a very, very reassuring thing. People want to know that we have a money-back guarantee. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the money-back guarantee. You know, in our fine print, it says we'll give you money back if you're not completely satisfied for any reason. So, number one, you don't have to be, calling up and making up an excuse. You don't have to. All you have to do is say, I didn't like it. You know, my pet doesn't like it. They won't eat it. I don't like the color of the bag. You know, it could be something that stupid. It's completely a satisfactory. You don't like it, just send it back. Well, do you know how expensive it is to ship back 40 pounds of dog food, for example? Well, our company historically has had almost, you know, you can't even measure it. It's just so small of a fraction of people who want their money back, you know, because our product is good. And so our company doesn't hold people to that standard. If you called up the company and said, look, I don't like this, I want my money back, they'll just say, okay. And they will most of the time give the money back. Now, I say most of the time, the first thing they'll probably want to do is ship you out new product. And they'll do that. I've watched them do that overnight. They probably don't do that anymore because our distribution has gotten better and we can practically get it to people overnight, standard UPS. But the other thing is, they reserve the right to do that with people who might just be, you know, pulling one over on the company. So in other words, if you're you've been with the company and you keep buying products and then all of a sudden you don't want it anymore, well, it might raise a little bit of a red flag, you know, what's going on? Or you just say, okay, send me out another bag and then you still don't want it, or you buy some more and you still don't want it. You know, some people out there, you know, they're a little unscrupulous. So we just have the right as a company to say, look, you know, then you'll have to ship it back to us. So, but that's our 30-day money-back guarantee. It's good, and I've watched the company many, many times uphold that guarantee just with simple things like, you know, the packaging was, you know, the UPS box wasn't, you know, was tattered when it got here, or there was a dent in the product, just little things, and the company just shipped out brand-new product to take care of it. The next thing, and I've said this already, is ship right to your door. That's a convenience factor for people. Now, I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, well, I don't really care about that. But we've talked to our customers, and we know for a fact that they love it, and they want that convenience. They absolutely I think this is part of the – auto ship generally is a way for network marketing companies to ensure that people will come back and buy more. But, you know, if you're auto shipping something you don't want or it's not part of your regular budget, you'll cancel it. But people like this auto ship. They love this convenience. They like the idea that they don't have to go to the store anymore and get it. Now, it takes a little bit of, you know, it takes a little bit of tweaking. You know, your dogs and cats, sometimes if you get a brand new puppy, for example, it's going to eat more in the beginning and you're going to get more frequently than you will a year from now. when it's a little older, and you may have to tweak that. But, you know, so make sure that you're helping your customers out with that sort of thing, understanding, you know, that you're keeping in touch with them or emailing them regularly. That helps. Now, so ships right to your door and is comparable in pricing. The last thing I'll say is comparable in pricing to anything in the store. You want to make sure that you say that because we're just, in fact, if people say, well, how much does it cost? You know what our response is, right? This is a little off-topic training, but our response is, well, what does your pet weigh? Because we don't know what it's going to cost you by the day or by the month until we know what your pet weighs, because then we can look at our feeding chart and we can get, or our calculator, and we can get an exact per month and per day cost for you. It's a mistake. It's a big mistake to ever tell anybody what the actual bag costs, because that doesn't tell them anything. You know, I want to sell you 100 pounds. Well, 100 pounds would cost quite a bit. So it doesn't, we're going to sell them the right amount based on what they need. So that's one training. But when we do that, you're going to find out it's comparable to what the prices are in the stores. You're going to find out that most food in the stores are run about $2 a pound for dog food and go up from there. And you're going to find out that most cat food start at $3 a pound and go up from there. All right. And we are under that for both our dog and our cat food. So I want to get back to this privately owned thing that I mentioned a few minutes ago. And I want to tell you a story. Now, privately owned, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again now. Being privately owned, and what I mean by that is we're not publicly traded, and we're not a big conglomerate like Procter & Gamble, Colgate-Palmolive, Heinz, Del Monte. You know, these are the companies who own pet foods. Do some research and learn that. I talked to one lady years ago, and I said, she liked IAMS, and I said, well, you know IAMS is owned by Procter & Gamble. She goes, what? I said, yeah, well, you know it's owned by Procter & Gamble. She goes, I hate Procter & Gamble. I didn't know that. Are you sure about that? I said, well, look it up for yourself. They've been owned by Procter & Gamble for years. And she goes, that's it. I'm done buying IAMS. That's all I had to say. Here I was convincing her about how good our food was, and I could have just said that. You never know, but bottom line is we're privately owned. So what does that mean? I'm going to tell you what that means. That means we can do things to this pet food and these treats and supplements that the big boys can't do. We are more flexible. We are more custom. We can do things at our own dictates. Now, here's the story. A couple of years ago, our company CEO realized that we wanted to have redundancy throughout the company. What does that mean? We want to have duplicate manufacturing facilities, for example. We want everyone within the corporate offices to be able to back each other's jobs up. If I got hit by a bus today, who's going to take over my job? You know, do we have anybody trained to do that? So they were talking about establishing protocols for redundancy, and one of the things that they were concerned about was manufacturing. We manufacture up in Ohio. That's a pretty safe part of the country, but let's just imagine that a huge tornado came through there and leveled our manufacturing facility. What would we do? We'd all be up a creek. We'd be out of business. So we need to have dual manufacturing. So we went around, Dr. Jane specifically, and Stephen Berardi and our company went around to all the major manufacturers in the country who make pet products. And they said, hey, would you be able to make pet food for us? And they all said, sure, we could make pet food for you. They said, okay, well, we have a certain list of criteria that we have to have in a manufacturer, and being that you're so big and you make for all the big boys, you know, the billion-dollar companies, surely you can do what our little private company does to make sure the product is highly digestible and cooked right and consistent and all that good stuff. And we hand our list of demands to them, and they said, oh, no, we can't do that. And one of those things, for example, was our cooking time. Our cooking time is very specific. Dr. Jane has figured out that, you know, and this is one of the benefits of having an on-hands formulator. I mean, this is just not done today. Do you understand? Companies don't have on-staff veterinarian formulators. They just hire that stuff out, third party. It's old-fashioned what we do, okay? So Dr. Jane says, well, you know, she figured out that when you cook our food at a certain time and at a certain temperature, that we have incredible digestibility of our food. She's often said, we don't need enzymes, John. And I said, well, you know, people sell enzymes. Why aren't we selling enzymes? She goes, because we don't need them. And I says, I don't understand. Why don't we need them? And she says, because our food, the way we cook it, is already, in some cases, it goes by ingredient, but in some ingredients in our food are already pre-digested, well over 90% pre-digested. So when they enter the dog or cat's body, they're just easily assimilated right into the pet. And you don't even need extra enzymes. But, you know, they say, you know, if you have a cooked food, you have to have enzymes. Not with ours. And so they said, well, we can't cook at your time or your temperature. And we said, well, of course you can. You know, you're a big manufacturer. They said, no, you don't understand. It doesn't make financial sense to us to do that. That's just, you're going against the grain here. And we said, well, wait a minute. I know what we can do. We'll pay you more money. If we pay you more money, then you can do this for us, right? No, they said, you can't pay us to do this. It doesn't, if we slow down, basically what we asked them to do is slow things down. If we slow down our manufacturing or if we retooled just for you, we would lose money. No, you couldn't pay us enough. Your food would be astronomical. And so they just wouldn't do it. They said, look, all the other pet, now get this, what I'm about to say. They said all the other pet food companies are fine with it. So here you got your, you know, wonderful sounding foods out there that are made to look like they're, you know, all these holistic, natural, organic ingredients. But when we talk about their manufacturing, they're fine with the status quo. And the status quo means how digestible is their food? Probably under 40% digestibility when you look at how their food was prepared. Doesn't matter now what's on the label, does it, if it was cooked wrong. So this privately owned company, oh, we're this little company, nobody's ever heard of us, we're in Jupiter, Florida. I mean, where's that, you know? And, you know, I've talked to people routinely 13 years of being here, and Life's Abundance, what's that? Well, we're a pet food company. Oh, I never heard of you. Yeah, but you know what that is? We can still be far, far superior to anybody else out there because of the fact that we're this little, tiny, no-name company, and we're privately owned, and we can do things. So our manufacturer, as you know, is a fourth generation now, father and son owned operation. They do things the old-fashioned way like Dr. Jane's always done them. They've worked together with Dr. Jane long before Life's Abundance ever existed, when she was in manufacturing before. And they are able to do our processes our way. And we have a second facility now with that same company who opened a second facility, and we now produce in two facilities. But that's just a story that I don't always share, and if you haven't been around, you haven't heard that before, and it's just important. You know, sometimes in network marketing, what we do, whoever tells the best story wins. You know, we're storytellers. I don't mean in a bad way, like, you know, once upon a time and make something up. But I mean, people, the essence of network marketing is there's an explanation that has to be made. You know, if Dr. Jane was to go a different route and put the food on the store shelf, well, that would encompass all, no one can tell the story then. You know, at best, you got 30 seconds on TV to tell a quick story. But you and I have a chance to talk to people. And that's what's going to keep Life's Abundance moving, is the fact that we can talk to people and the fact that we can tell them things that they will never, ever, ever know from the pet food they're buying now. And even if they tried to find out, it would be very difficult for them to find out. Now, I have some more information, but I'm looking at the clock here, and maybe we better save it. I was going to talk next about things you can write down about specific ingredients, and if people do want to see everything I told you tonight had nothing to do with one of the ingredients, did it? I didn't talk about chicken meal, I didn't talk about fruits and vegetables, I didn't talk about chelation of minerals or the probiotics or the vitamins that we have in the food. I didn't talk about any of that. All I talked about was the I don't know what I even want to call them, the benefits, that's not the word I want, but I'll say it. The benefits of buying from us, veterinarian made, all natural, not sold in stores, privately owned, made fresh every few days or micro batched, fresher, safer, and more nutritious than any other product out there. 30-day money back guarantee, ships right to your door, and is comparable in price to anything in the store. Would you like to try some? Right? Now, Regina was hosting before I got on the call, and she was talking about how we're the largest, fastest-growing team in the company, how I've been here for 13 years, and I've been training for most of those 13 years, and we have tools that the rest of the company doesn't have because our team has innovated some things, and we've got all – and I told her when I got on the call, man, I want to join. I'd like to be a part of that team and make some money with you guys. This sounds like a cool business. Well, that's what people will think when you – you don't have to use all those bullet points, but if you use some of them and you put them into your conversation when people talk to you or when you talk to them, you won't have to know a lot about nutrition. They will hear what you're saying about these aspects, and they will like that. Now, they can go online and they can look at our nutrition. If they come back to you with questions, we've got emails in our marketing system that it will help you. What is chicken meal? We've got an email about that. We got an email about the probiotics. You know, we got an email about the pricing of our products. You know, that video we have, it's built into an email that you can send out. We got a lot of things like that that are already done for you. Okay, so when the tough stuff comes up, you can handle it. But make sure you say, what's the difference between Life's Abundance and everybody else? I hope I've covered that tonight. I hope you understand now some of those differences. They're kind of what I used to call years ago things that are called intangibles. You know, you're not going to see it on our label. You're not going to get that from our website. You're only going to get that from having interaction with a distributor. That's what makes you special. You learn a couple of simple things like this tonight. This was an important call. You know, if you're on this call tonight, you're hearing things that make me successful. When I talk like this to people, it's really all I do anymore. I just give them what I know is really the more important things, the things you can't find out by doing a web search or just comparing prices, or your bag looks better than my bag, or those kind of things. These are things that, because you came around and opened your mouth, now people have somebody that they can talk to, and you've reassured them that, wow, this is something I want to buy. So I'm going to stop there. We're not going to go over any ingredients. Maybe we'll save that for next week. But we'll take your questions now. So if anybody has any, this is your time. If you have them on the webcast, all you got to do is type them in. And I'll look around and see that. A lot of people just say hi there on that. So, and that's fine. But if you have a question, type it in. If you're on the phone with me and you want to talk and ask your question or make a comment, it's *2. You hit *2 on your phone, and that will pop up on my computer screen that you want to come into the call. And I'll just unmute your line, and we won't have a bunch of noise that way. And if not, that's okay, too. Not every week. I don't expect that to happen every week, but I will be patient here and look around. Now, I will say, while I'm waiting, that people have been asking, you know, when is this system, the new system coming out? When is it coming out? And trust me, we have you'll be hearing from me as soon as it does. we've been working on it. And you know, we don't want to launch anything that will be have some problems. But I want to tell you what, there's some very cool benefits to our new system. And we're looking forward to it. I was putting a bunch of emails into it today. We're stacking up some new training in there today. And there's just a lot of things that in time will be there. We're hoping very, very soon. So let's see. I am going to bring Regina into the call right now. I'm unmuting your line. So go right ahead.
Hey, John. Thank you. Thank you for the call. That was awesome. And, you know, I want to say something that I never really – thought about, but or in I guess in the terms that you use, but the direct from the manufacturer, like it just hit me between the eyes. Cut out the middleman. you know, that's a question you could ask somebody. Have you ever thought about cutting out the middleman? You know, this is a way for them to buy direct, buy wholesale, and we can give them wholesale pricing. And it was just, that was really, to me, that was really the takeaway for me anyways. I mean, everything was awesome, but that was the big takeaway for me. And then I have a testimonial, and I want to just encourage everybody, you know, when you're sharing these things, part of this comes with practice, but I want to encourage everybody that just because, say, John or myself, we talk to some random person, doesn't mean that they fall down on the ground and hand their wallet over to us and say, we're buying today. You know, sometimes it's a work in progress. And, you know, it could be that day, it could be a week, it could be a month, it could be 2 years, you know, but you just have to patiently cultivate those relationships. And there's a case in point, a gal at my church, I had given a trial bag and some treat samples to. Now, she told me she had two Labradoodles, and that one was a big one, like 100 pounds, and one was like 20 pounds. Okay, so I gave her these samples. Well, then she, you know, I don't hear from her. And then I went to a lady's Christmas party. I said, did you get the samples? She said, yeah, I thought I said thank you. And I go, yeah, but I didn't hear how the dogs liked them. And she said, well, my one dog, the 100-pound, has a sensitive stomach, and he threw up that Porky Puff that you gave me. And I'm thinking, well, if he has a sensitive stomach, why would you give him something rich like a Porky Puff, number one? But that's okay. But I said, she was showing me pictures from Thanksgiving of her family, and I saw the little dog, and it had tear stains all over its face, you know, just all over. And I said, you know, you might want to try that food. She goes, oh, I'm just afraid after the Porky Puffs. I go, that's a treat. You need to try this food. You really, and then I kind of put the hammer down and I looked her in the eyes and I said, you really need to try the food. Like you said, John, the dogs won't lie. Well, it turns out, and I didn't even know this. Again, you know, you can ask a lot of questions, but sometimes they won't call you until after the fact. She says, oh, well, my little dog ate your food and loves it. In fact, I have to tell you, it wouldn't eat before. We had to feed it kibble by hand of the other brands, one kibble at a time. She said, now it devours the Life's Abundance and goes and looks at the 100-pound dog dish to see if it has more food too. And she,
wow.
so she became a customer. But, you know, it wasn't an overnight thing. Again, she kind of was afraid to try the food. I said, you need to try the food. You know, I go, a lot of times our food will clear up the tear stains. Now, that's not a whatever medical thingy-majig, I said, but many times it does. And it may or may not, but you can give it a try. But you know what? That's all out the door because her finicky dog is now eating without being coerced.
Mm-hmm.
And the sensitive stomach dog, by the way, I told her, I go, the probiotics are going to help that out. She said that he's having a great time too. No problems. So that's just like to encourage you all listening in, you can talk to somebody. It may take a little bit of time, but the fortune's in the follow-up. But just saying those little things and remembering to say, you know, did you try it? You've got to try it. Let the dog try it because the proof is in the pudding. The dogs don't lie, and you're going to see the results just like that. And that happened within, I want to say 24 hours or something, that she called me right back, said, I need to order a bag now because I don't have any more food and my dogs need it. So anyways, John, thank you so much for the call. It was awesome as always.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being there. You know, that's important to realize. She said something that I just will comment because there's another question came in on the webcast. You know, we call it a sales funnel, or you can call it a list. You know, sales funnel kind of sounds a little more intriguing, doesn't it? You want to put people into the funnel. You know, I say the funnel is our marketing system. You know, you put the names and contact information inside of our system, and you leave it there if you have to. And then every so often you drip on them. You know, you send out a little blast. But there, as long as they're in your funnel, and your funnel can grow, I mean, there can literally be hundreds of people in a matter of years maybe or even months in that funnel who, remember I said, it's not no, it's just not now. They're never saying no completely. Don't let it go like that. You know what I mean? Don't argue with somebody. Be nice and just say, oh, okay, I guess not now is a good time. And because you never know when it will turn around and become, you know, a need for them. So the question came in online here. Oh, I lost it. Let me get it right back. About the objection of price, this person who wrote it in said that she's getting objection on price. And the one thing, again, that you're going to want to do is we have an email inside of our marketing system that we haven't talked about in a long time, but we have a training also in there on how to use it, which is a comparison. And it's an analysis is what we call it. But we want to just take a person's food and analyze it for them. We want to, you know, get their kcals, and we want to put them against ours, and we want to get the feeding amounts and the daily amounts, and we want to tell them if their product's been recalled or not, and all that stuff is referenced on our. You can find that information mostly on our Healthy Pet Challenge website. But when people say, and I said it a minute earlier ago in the call, when people say, "How much does your food cost?" you want to say, "Well, how much does your pet weigh?" And even if they've already looked at the price of a bag, you can say, well, look, don't look at the price of the bag. What we need to do is we need to look at your pet. What does your pet weigh? You know, let's just pull out the calculator real quick, and I'll even demonstrate it. Okay, let's say I'm pulling up our website. Let's say they say 35 pounds. So right now I'm running over to the site, and I'm putting in 35 pounds. And we include sales tax and shipping. You can highlight those and put zero in there if you want to, so that it doesn't raise the actual amount. But even with tax and shipping, a 35-pound dog would cost 95 cents a day. Okay, it'd be $28.50 for the month. Now, I was doing a comparison just this week with somebody who uses Pedigree. Pedigree is awful. I mean, Pedigree is like trash. Pedigree, the first ingredient is corn gluten meal, you know, and they have beef tallow, and then they have chicken byproducts. And so far, there hasn't been one reference of meat yet. And they have meat and bone meal, which meat and bone meal, by legal definition, could be anything. I mean, it could be alligator meat. It could be dead elephant. You know, it could be roadkill. It could literally be roadkill. It could be euthanized dogs and cats put back into pet food. You say, does that happen? That happens. It's not illegal. And so that's what Pedigree has. So, you know, someone's feeding Pedigree. Oh, my goodness. I mean, now we're going to talk about your price versus mine. Look what you're buying. You're being totally ripped off. You know, I put a call in our private Facebook group. And if you're not in the private Facebook group, you need to be. If you're using our system, you're supposed to be. Let me know, and I'll get you in there. But if you're not, and you're not using our system, well, then start using our system, and we'll get you in there. And it's just a past training call. You could access it from anywhere on Beneful. And part of the call is, you know, people who buy that stuff really are getting ripped off. You think you're losing money by buying a more expensive food? You're throwing money down the toilet buying that stuff. So I have a video that I posted in our group also of people opening up their Pedigree kibble and pulling open the kibble and finding copper wire inside the kibble. You guys need to save those kind of videos and send them out to people. I mean, that's powerful stuff. I mean, when you see what in the world is copper wire doing inside of a dog food kibble? I mean, that'll just kill an animal. So anyway, I did this analysis, and the analysis was it came out that Life's Abundance was $12 more per month, $12 more per month than that junk I just talked about. So here we go. What kind of person are you dealing with? You know, don't get emotionally attached to a prospect. Don't think that just because I have somebody that is interested in talking to me that they have to buy or else I'm a failure. You know, they just may not be the kind of person who will ever see the benefit. But $12 a month, if you look at it like that, it's not like our food you know, cost this much money per bag. It's what does it cost you more per day and per month? I thought it came out to 40 cents a day more, and it was $12 more a month. I think I'm right in the math, yeah, if I remember. And so, you know, if you are not willing to get away from that junk and go on to something better and spend an extra $12, that's all it is. It's an extra $12. You're already spending money on the pedigree. So all we're talking about is the difference. What's the difference in price between our food at the end of the day for a day and a feeding, for a day and a month's feeding, versus what you're already spending? 12 bucks. I don't know. People say they love their dogs. They say they love their cats. Of course, they don't eat right themselves with everybody. So I guess what I'm saying is not everybody's going to be a client, but not everybody realizes that that's really what it breaks down to. You know, like I said earlier in the call, we happen to have a 40-pound bag. Most companies don't have 40-pound bags anymore. Go to the store and look. They come in 30-pound bags now. Why? Because they're selling you the same priced bag, but they took 10 pounds out of it. Because they want to make it look cheaper. That's how they make it look cheaper. And, of course, your cheap foods, they're just cheap anyway. You know, they're 50 cents, 60 cents a pound. They're just garbage. That's why. So I don't know if I answered the question very well. But number one thing that I found that will help you more than anything without going into all that is just how much does the food cost? Well, how much does your pet weigh? And even if they – well, I went on your website and your food's too expensive. Well, wait a minute. Let's just see if it really is. How much does your dog weigh again? Do the math for them. Maybe compare their use, pull out that email and do an analysis of what they're feeding versus what we have. And, you know, give them a little more education. Chances are when we don't make a sale, it's because we didn't do enough to make them feel like buying, really. I mean, people buy, they make decisions on how they feel. I know they say it's on price, but sometimes people buy some crazy price stuff, don't they? Because of how they feel. They like it, you know? And so it's our job, again, whoever tells the best story wins. If you learn a little bit better on how to present, it might come out better the next time, and you'll find out that you get better and better. As Jim Rohn says, you know, the more you do something, a ratio appears. And, you know, you get better and better with time, and your ratio gets better. So that's long enough on that answer. All right, it's 10:03. I don't see anybody else asking any other questions. I don't see anybody wanting to get in on the phone line. So I think we'll just call it a night. And I hope you enjoyed the material. I hope you pass it on to your team. And I hope you all have a Merry Christmas. But we may or may not have a call next week. Just depends if we're right there on that Christmas. But Christmas is until Friday, so chances are we will. But I'll let you know. You'll get an email, and we'll see you all again next time. All right? Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.